This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Slice, with some exciting news. The Doughboys are going back on tour in 2022. That's right. See us live in Seattle on January 8th, in Portland on January 9th, Chicago, baby, January 29th, at the Foxwoods Resort in Connecticut, February 4th, and two shows in Boston, baby, at the Wilbur on February 5th. Ticket info at headgum.com/live. That's headgum.com/live. Do it.
In 1995, Boston Chicken rebranded as Boston Market, reflecting a menu that had grown beyond rotisserie birds. But it's perhaps only the second most impactful brand decision Boston Chicken would make that year, as they also launched a breakfast chain, Progressive Bagel Concepts Incorporated, with its first location in Utah. The company would quickly unveil a more memorable name for its eateries, though it has nothing to do with the wild-haired physicist who discovered the theory of relativity, nor are there actual brothers involved. In fact, the brand is a wholly invented fiction, the brothers as real as the Burger King or the Jollibee. The new Boston Chicken subsidiary employed a novel strategy in the chain restaurant sector of purchasing existing neighborhood bagel shops and unifying them under one brand, like some kind of bagel Borg. And the chain quickly grew into hundreds of locations, buoyed by the 1996 purchase of competitor Noah's. But another merger would prove wildly controversial, and with good reason. In 2014, the chain was bought by German conglomerate JAB Holdings, founded and still owned by the Riemann family. And in 2019, it surfaced that patriarch Albert Riemann Sr. and scion Albert Riemann Jr. had, in life, been active members of the Nazi Party who provided financial support to the SS and Adolf Hitler from as early as 1933, in addition to using forced labor in their factories. The association would be troubling for any company, but potentially disastrous for a bagelry whose brand includes a Jewish surname. JAB Holdings quickly made a paltry charitable donation in a good enough approximation of an apology. Ultimately, the controversy proved to be a mere speed bump, as Americans decided the company's output was a good enough approximation of a bagel, and along with co-brand Noah's, the restaurants today comprise the largest bagel chain in the U.S. This week on Doughboys, Einstein Brothers Bagels. Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger, along with my co-host, Achoo Baka, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell.
All right, the sneeze stuff's got to stop. It's got to stop, Wags.
You think the sneeze stuff has run its course? You sneezed on the last episode, the most recent Doughboys. You sneezed again.
What's the sneeze? These will be known as the sneeze stretch, the stretch of episodes okay. Where I'm sneezing a lot.
That's when the Doughboys really hit their stride, the sneeze stretch.
No, people will be like, do you remember like the sneeze years? And people will be like, yeah, those years sucked. And they're like, how about the other years? And like, yeah, those were bad too.
That was courtesy of Sean, who writes, thanks, love the show. P.S. I'm not a piece of shit. RoastSpoonMan@gmail.com.
No, you're a piece of shit. Wise, I want to give a shout out just and say rest in peace to Trevor Moore. It was very sad that he passed away.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
This past week. This will probably come out at a later date, but a nice man. I talked to him. I haven't seen him in a couple of years, but, I talked to him one night at a birthday boys party. I talked to him all night and he was a nice guy and a funny guy and a true tragedy. So rest in peace.
Yeah,
to Trevor Moore.
Well said. Extremely funny man. It fiercely intelligent man, and just a horrible loss. So R.I.P.
Yeah. Anyways, not to start the show off on a somber note, Wags, how are you doing? Now, you know what? You always ask me how I'm doing. How are you doing? Are you doing all right?
Wow. Thanks for the question, Mitch. I'm hanging in there. I'm doing okay. I'm doing just fine. Thanks for asking. I was going to ask, I actually had a question for you, Mitch, because we are going to be talking bagels for a good part of today's show. And I know that, you know, they call you Mr. Slice, but also they should maybe call you Mr. Whole, because you make your home makes some bagels as well. You're a bagel man.
You're trying to push Mr. Whole.
They call you Mr. Slice because you make pizzas, so it follows you should be called Mr. Whole for making bagels.
I don't think that I should be called Mr. Whole.
Okay. Well, think about it.
I'm Mr. Slice. You slice bagels.
It's still Mr. Slice?
You don't whole bagels. Yeah, I'm Mr. Slice.
Yeah, but bagels famously have a hole, and you have a slice of pizza. It's fine. We'll roll with Mr. Slice for now.
And now I just burped randomly. I had to shove a lunch down, so now I'm burping on mic.
All right, let me pencil in a month worth of burp roasts.
Jesus Christ. Fucking, I couldn't even, I was trying to come up with a burp roast on the spot. Burpadile Dundee.
Boris Belchin.
Yeah, there we go.
Burpadile Dundee's good.
I forgot that it doesn't have to be good. I can just do anything.
No.
Like, I was trying to think of a good thing.
Literally anything.
And then I'm like, oh, it could be anything. It could be anything
yes.
at all.
Right.
Anyways, head out to Spoon Nation. Why? Because the place is a mess. I got so much shit going on. I got to fly back east at some point soon again. Ugh. There's just too much going on.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Seasons.
First off, you have to fly back east by choice. So that's not like that you're going
no,
to like.
No, actually, I do have to go for work.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to like a Dave Matthews thing.
I am, but that's just before. That's the week before it.
Okay. Well, that is by choice.
Yeah, it is by choice. So I'm going back a little early to see a concert.
Okay. Just clarifying. We're a little harried. We've got a lot going on.
A lot going on this
week in particular. It's fine. It's all going to be fine. We know what we're doing. We know how to do this show. And we have a fantastic guest.
We do have a fantastic guest. Here's the deal. I got to play a drop, but there isn't one drop king. Oh, drop king. There isn't one specified in the approved drops folder.
I have it. He forwarded me the email.
Okay. Looks like Emma's on the job.
What's Emma? What is the name of the email? Just tell me the subject title.
Baby's first drop.
Okay, that's what I'm going to play. Baby's first drop. Here we go. That's what I thought it was. That's what I had here ready, Wags. That's what I had ready to go. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't sure. I wasn't 100%
right.
Sure.
Yeah, you wanted to wait to make sure until we were recording the episode.
What the fuck do you want from me?
I don't know. You could have checked in advance.
This guy. It's
fine.
I could have checked in advance.
That's fine.
I gave the keys. I handed the keys over to the fucking drop email. It's not mine anymore.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Are you ready for Wags? Are you ready for a little drop?
It's never been more ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Buckle in, because it's gonna be a good drop.
All right. I'm fastening my seatbelt. Strapping into my harness.
All right. Here we go. A little drop.
Putting on my helmet, lowering my goggles.
A brand spanking new drop.
Putting on some gloves.
What are you doing? What are you preparing for?
Putting on a parachute.
Wise. The fuck are you preparing for?
I'm just ready.
All right, here we go, Wise. Here it comes. A hot new drop. For Mr. Hole. Here it comes.
When I was a young boy, my dad went to the Supreme Court. I had a high C grapefruit juice box in his back pocket. My dad was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then they were like, sir, we're gonna have to like search you. And they pulled him over to the side and patted him down, and he was like, it's the fucking juice box! And then I remember, like, even as a boy, being like, you can throw it away now. I like to collect trash.
Wow.
Wow.
The Black Parade added in that little juice box story.
Was he arguing a case in front of the Supreme Court?
Yeah. He was arguing that his son is actually really smart.
Justice Breyer was like, no, come on. What are you doing?
Howdy, Mitch. I'm late to the Doughboys game, but I have listened to so many episodes in the past month that my Rhode Island accent has started to come back from listening to you nonstop. Wow. Why? What? It's my fault? I don't know if this is a curse or a blessing yet. Love the show. Patrick Duggan, at Mr. Patrick Duggan on Twitter. Thanks, Pat. And this was Baby's first drop, so this was his first drop. A clip, an obscure old clip where my dad brought in the high C grapefruit juice box because my obsessive compulsive disorder at that point in my life while I was a child, I was saving trash. I didn't want to throw anything away.
Yeah.
So had it in his back pocket. They
And you've grown out of that.
I mean, my house is filled with trash right now, but I do throw it away now. But it just I haven't yet.
Right.
It would be creepy if you saw a bunch of high C grapefruit juice boxes behind me. But yeah, no, they brought the security like brought me because my dad didn't know what it was. And then he found out it was a juice box. I think it was after I think they really searched him. I think
full cavity?
From front to I think they touched his tonsils, if you catch my drift. Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, remember back in the 90s where that was the gag is someone got a full cavity search.
Yes, yeah. I think that was before that we all just became aware that that we actually have a deeply invasive and corrupt security state that we live in that's actually quite horrific.
Yeah.
There was a time when it was like, oh, we're having a laugh.
Yeah. My dad was not having a laugh that day. No. My first trip to DC as a little boy.
And I think not your last, future President Mitchell.
Well, it's possible. I remember as a little boy, I pulled my dad's arm and I said, Dad, Democrats and Republicans, they should get along and work for the American people. I remember saying this as a little boy.
Wow.
Like those bullshit tweets that people put out where they're
Mommy, why is the bad orange man hating people?
Stop lying. Stop using your children to lie. For your tweets and your likes, your retweets. You're going to say that your child talks about peace on earth and how the democratic process is broken? Shut up. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, no one's buying it.
No one's buying it. Stop lying.
People are buying it. Honestly,
I mean, people are buying it. Yes, of course.
Stuff gets shared over and over again, and then those people sell books. So maybe it's fine.
You know what's the least interesting thing is to hear about your little shitty kid talking about the state of the world. I don't give a shit about the little shitty kid. I don't care about it. Anyways.
Mommy, why is Mitch McConnell overusing the filibuster?
God, shut up.
That's not what the filibuster is intended for. Shut the fuck up. Either your kid's a fucking freak, which is possible that you got a little freak kid, or you're just making it up. You're making it up for retweets and likes. Don't do it.
I saw a variant of that, which was the grandma. Like someone's got the 90-year-old grandma who's seen it all, and they make some fake thing that my grandma was just watching the TV and she was like,
and she looked at me, she said, honey, why is Mitch McConnell misusing the filibuster? She talks, the grandma's a freak. She talks like a little kid.
114,000 likes, 127,000 retweets.
You know what?
Chrissy Teigen has it as her pinned tweet. It's just like everyone loves it so much.
And now that I think about it, I got to pop out a little kid, take advantage of this shit.
Yeah, I mean, we know the issue with that.
Yeah, there's a few. Well, the issue, one, a woman to find.
Yes.
And to agree to have this happen where we give birth to a child. Two, working dick. All right, let's introduce our guest.
Speaking of which.
This guy's got the best working dick in the game.
Yeah, baby. very, very excited to talk with him today. From The Simpsons and The Late Late Show and the podcast, Spanish Aquí presents, Tony Rodriguez is here. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. I haven't seen you in, like, weeks.
That's right. Since we're on a video call for your podcast, but we're very happy to have you here. Tony, I lots to discuss with you, but one thing I want to talk about is something that came up when we guested on your podcast, which is that you spent a lot of you spent a good period of time touring the country doing theater. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So you're traveling a ton for this. While you're doing this, did you find any like go-to chain restaurants? Was there ever a point where you were like okay, well, you know what? An Applebee's is always going to deliver. Was there any place where you were just sort of like, I'll gravitate towards this for comfort's sake?
I feel like Ruby Tuesdays was a comfort
thing. Ruby Tuesdays?
Thing. Yeah. I don't know. I think they had like fun cocktails. If that was like a treat. Like, oh, we've been on a long stretch. I used to did touring of children's theater. It was a union job.
There you go.
I paid some bills. But yeah, I got to see every chain restaurant in like the Midwest. And Ruby Tuesdays is in the Midwest, right?
Yes. There's. I don't know if there's any out here. Mitch, you ever been to a Ruby Tuesdays?
Yeah, I think we went to the one for the show.
No, we have not reviewed Ruby Tuesdays for Doughboys. I'm pretty confident about that.
No?
No, what did you... No, I don't think so.
I think you're wrong.
You think we reviewed Ruby Tuesdays for Doughboys? Do you want me to get an answer?
No, I've looked right now. We haven't done it.
Okay.
What? Really?
Oh, we did. No, we haven't reviewed it.
We did Red Robin.
Yeah, we've done Red Robin.
What is that?
This Red Robin is like Ruby Tuesdays adjacent. It's more burger focused. Ruby Tuesdays, I think, has a little bit more of a broader menu.
What is the difference between Ruby Tuesdays and TGI Fridays? And let's say Applebee's, for that matter.
They're all similar. They're all what used to be called fern bars. They're just sort of like these chain restaurant, you know, bar grill hybrids that have a lot of artificial plants, and they you know, the sugary cocktails and.
Yes.
And barbecue and yes. Southwest food and burgers and chicken sandwiches on the menu and big salads. It's all kind of the same stuff with just different brands. Yeah.
Oh, I just remembered Fuddruckers.
Oh yeah. Fuddruckers. Yeah.
Fuddruckers was the one in Burbank has closed, sadly.
The one in Santa Monica closed too. They're starting to shutter a little bit. I think because it's such a dine-in experience, the quarantine hit it pretty hard. But I love Fuddruckers. I was a big Fuddruckers fan from childhood.
Same.
Were you hitting that up? So like you're touring, you're going into different cities. Would you hit up a Fuddruckers?
I feel like some parts of the Midwest are just uncreative with cuisine. Like it's just what is in town is like you check in and ask like whatever hotel we're in, like, oh, what's good to eat? Oh, you need to go to the blank chain restaurant on this street. And it's rarely like sample the local Indianapolis. Well, no, Indianapolis would have some cuisine, but like, you know, small town. Yeah.
Yeah, smaller towns than that. This also makes me think of another thing that we talked about on the show, which is you have a distinct distaste for a chain that a lot of people love, White Castle.
God. oh my God! You just say
literally it. Wretched.
These diced onions or whatever shit they used on their burgers. Oh, I hated so much. Oh my God, I hated it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, visceral.
Wow.
Did you have one bad experience in particular, or was it just sort of like every time you had it made you feel sick?
I think I tried it twice, and I guess like with a lot of things, I'm like, I'm good. Be like, you're like it's someone you've dated twice, and you're like,
yes,
we're good. If you're not,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been on the other side of that a few times, but yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's all right. I'm married now. So there you go.
Okay. There you go.
How often does Natalie say, "I'm good" every time she sees you?
I honestly, like, yeah, it's pretty frequent. Happened this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know, Mitch. We talked about when Chris Gethard was here. Chris Gethard loves White Castle.
Really? That
he's from New Jersey, and I guess it's a big thing out there. But I've never really had proper White Castle except for visiting East Coast locations for the podcast. Mitch, you like the White Castle burgers. You like the frozen burgers.
I
do,
yeah.
Burgers.
I like the frozen burgers. I don't know. You know, maybe it's a Jersey thing. Look, if you told me the state of Jersey was made from garbage, I'd believe you.
Oh, no.
What, can't roast Jersey a little bit?
Oh, I lived in Jersey for like a year and a half when I was a kid. Can I talk like this if I lived in Jersey?
Yeah, certainly. Yes, yeah, well, 100%.
You've heard the right.
Sure. I think I lived in like the prettiest part of New Jersey, and that was my favorite part. When I was a kid, I didn't want to leave it.
There are beautiful parts of Jersey. I mean, look, I love
they
the
call
Sopranos.
It the Garden State.
Right. The garden's under garbage.
Jersey is just here's the thing with Jersey. I went to school in upstate New York. There were Jersey kids there and Long Island kids. Gabrus wasn't there, but I'm just saying there were Long Island kids
like Gabrus. Yeah,
well, no. Aww. One's really like Gabrus, but
well.
But I just remember Jersey kids so often being like, fucking Boston guy, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, oh,
yeah. Right.
God, sucks. I was just completely outnumbered there as far as, and then also like I'd meet the Boston kids and the Boston kids would kind of always suck a little bit, like where they were like Western Mass kids who was like, "What's up, dude? We're Boston too." And I'm like, "Oh, you suck."
Yeah.
I guess just everyone sucks, but I also suck the most.
Right.
So it was one of those situations where I just, you know, I went to my dorm room and stickied up the sheets, Wags.
We know what you're doing there. Okay. It's so you lived in Jersey for a while. I know you lived in New York City for many years.
Crustification, if you will.
Yes, we know. We got it.
With what?
You didn't need the follow up.
What is it crusty with?
Smucker's jam. Mm.
My steaks were crusty with jam. I think I'd go see a doctor, right? Yeah, I did live in New York as an adult for many, many years. Nowhere longer than in my life, New York.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I moved around a lot as a kid.
Right.
And then, yeah.
So New York, I mean, obviously New York City has many, many eats, but one of them is adjacent to the topic we're discussing today, which is bagels. Did you develop a taste for bagels while you were in the city that never sleeps?
I did. And sampling the products from today's restaurant, I felt like, did they import the water from New York? Because they're really good bagels.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
They're really
okay.
Good. I will say, are we getting into it? Are we just getting into it?
We usually get into it a little later, but we can touch on it.
Okay, I'll touch on it then.
Okay.
My memory of New York bagels are they're bigger and they like load it up when you order. Whatever you order.
Yes.
It's like a thick ass sandwich and I love it and miss it. I haven't had it here in Los Angeles because the water.
Yes, it's. I mean, like, there really isn't any place that compares to what they have in New York. I say that as someone who's never lived in New York, but from everything I've heard. But is there when you get a New York, when you get an authentic New York bagel, would you get like were you a schmear man? Would you put butter on it? Would you get like the egg sandwich? What did you go with?
I'm a butter man. I'm not a schmear man. Although I did try some for this episode. I'm a butter man, egg man. I love. The Nova Lox, but without a schmear, which I guess is maybe sacrilegious, probably.
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's almost like a morning. I'm just making this up right now. It's like sampling different flavors, like a morning pizza.
Right.
Like, ooh, I want cinnamon raisin today. But evening version would be like do I want pineapple and ham?
Right.
Yeah, coffees. These places that have good bagels usually have really great coffee too, for whatever reason. Unless it's the water. Again, New York water.
Could be. Might be.
The New York water.
New York bagels are very good. But I'm also like, as we know, I'm Mr. Hole. I make my own bagels now and they're very good.
Yes.
Last time I went, I got Russ and Daughters bagels. They're great. But my question is like, what's the go-to place? Russ and Daughters, I think was one of the top spots. And then Wags, I was thinking of the last time we were in, NYC, and did I get Essa Bagel? I think that's one of them too. Essa Bagel.
I'd be amazed if you had time for Essa Bagel last time we were in New York City, because we were in there, I felt like, for about 14 hours. We got in super late. We did two shows. We went to bed and then we got up and we got on a train to Boston that I almost missed.
Ah, fucking Boston.
Well, Wags, you'd be surprised that when I can fit a bagel and I can make a bagel. You know what it was? I think it was the time even before that. When we went downstairs to that like comic, remember we were like in the basement of like a New York like
that's
fest.
Right.
What was the fest? Yes,
there was a podcast festival that was happening in New York, and it was the same venue as DragCon. And that's so right. DragCon yeah. was in the top level and was mm-hmm. just
rightly
like
so.
Yeah, there were so many people there. It was absolutely packed.
It was comparatively, it was like 500-1 audience.
Yes.
Like audience size, like 500. And for every one person Doughboys had, there were 500.
Yes.
Like it was that level of, we were like very much like the dinky thing and like the dinky show yeah. in the basement.
Yeah. We were literally in the basement. So that the top level is everyone there for DragCon and everyone looks fantastic. Like, it's just like, you know, the people are having the time of their lives.
Meanwhile,
and then you go down to the basement
like
to see
shit.
The Doughboys. There's us. We're like the best dressed people down there, and we look like we do now, wearing like t-shirts and basketball shorts. All these like hunched podcast dorks, you know, queuing up to watch our show in an air conditioned basement. Yeah, it was a weird scene.
You were in the building to record a live version of your podcast, but it was not a part of a was it part of a convention?
It was completely unaffiliated. There happened to be the same building. I think it was the Javits Center, and there were two different festivals going on: one podcast festival, and then DragCon.
Oh my god!
Weird double booking. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, but I had a good time.
By the way, you know what? We love you, you freaks.
To our fans,
we bring in all the freaks, the hunched over freaks. Give us Quasimodo. We like Quasi. Quasi gets
that's
too
our
much
demographic.
Shit.
Aww. If you are up in a bell tower by yourself and you need some companions in your ear holes, subscribe to the Doughboys podcast. We're there for you.
I agree.
If you're relegated to the sewers and occasionally you surface for air to search for provisions, maybe strike up a friendship with a surface dweller that should, you know, they would never speak of. If you're that kind of person, listen to the Doughboys. We're there for you.
I want to see the middle of the Venn diagram where these two communities overlap, the drags and the Quasimodos.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know there is. Like fantastic, mythical drag or bell tower drag.
If we were sucked into like the Disneyverse, Wags, you and I, if we were sucked into the Disneyverse, there's no doubt in my mind that I would end up being Quasi. If it was like a similar thing to Jumanji, where you get sucked in and you're like playing a character. I would be Quasi or LeFou, who was my original. I was LeFou in the original in one of my first performances on stage in Beauty and the Beast.
The Candlestick.
No, LeFou was Gaston's sidekick.
Oh, right.
The Fool. Yeah.
Is that Gad?
Gad's role? Now. I had Gad's role. Yep. Gad actually stole the role from me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I originated this the role in at Raise the Curtain in North Quincy High School.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's fascinating. And then Disney did the animated version.
Yes.
Okay, I see. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I followed.
I see. Yes. Not to brag, but I've done Beauty and the Beast with Josh Gad in a crosswalk at James Corden.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who are you playing?
A clock or Hell maybe yeah. a bookcase or something. Furniture. I was a piece of furniture. Wow. Doesn't sound so good when I say like that.
I believe you, and your response sounded like a lie. What did you play in Beauty and the Beast? A clock. Or, I don't know, a piece of furniture.
Yeah. Maybe a doctor? I don't remember.
I think that those... I mean, I was just going to say that there's a lot of horniness that goes on with, like, the living clock and the living sofa and stuff like, you know what I mean? Like people get horny
for it. Yeah. That's a whole rule 34 side of the internet of just people who are so like, get like anything anthropomorphic, people find a way to want to have sex with it. That was happening with a character from your movie.
We talked about this the other day. I stumbled upon a tweet and it was like cause I was just looking at Tomorrow War stuff and seeing how people liked it. And then there was like a tweet with just like a white spike, and a guy was like, this Twitter user was like, And then I was like, what is this? And below it, I saw like people being like, oh no, don't do it. And then like, it was just like responses like that. Like, you can't, man, can you do it? And then like, I was reading down, I was like, oh, this guy draws things horny. And like, yes. He was like, he like had put up a picture of the white spike and was like, should I draw it horny? And people were like, no, don't. Like, but they were like, they also wanted him to do it.
Yes.
And then he drew it horny. He drew like a horny, sexy white spike.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, I get it. It's kind of this isn't exactly, but kind of Mewtwo adjacent. Like, you know, kind of could be sexualized in the same sort of way. But yeah, I saw that tweet. I also saw another tweet that was like, I was just watching the Tomorrow War with my 3-year-old, and she said, Mommy, how come the white spike has to hurt Quisp Wet?
They should, God damn it.
Should be a pull quote on the poster.
Mommy, how come? Congrats, by the way, movie star.
Thank you very much.
Exciting.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Mommy, how... I heard this too. Mommy, how come Cowan has to sacrifice himself to save the rest of them? Shouldn't he live to the end? And, you know, the kid is a smart kid.
Right. That was posted by Mrs. Mitchell of Quincy, Massachusetts about her son.
Well, I was wondering if, like, the way that they, like, anthropomorphize... I kind of said that, right? White spikes.
That's pretty good.
If they would do the same for me, for my character.
Oh, are you asking for a horny fan art of yourself? Because yes. I assure you that exists.
100%.
I assure you that is being distributed already. Tony, I wanted to ask you a completely different subject, but this is a thing you brought up just before recording, which is that as a kid, you lived in Mexico City for a time, and a lot of your impression of America was via chain restaurants, and you mentioned Burger King specifically. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
My mother is from Indiana, and we lived in Mexico City, but we would visit family once a year in the summer, and we would have Burger King, McDonald's. And I remember like that. I thought America was burgers.
Wow.
And I guess I wasn't wrong.
No, you weren't that far off.
No, not at all.
I also was going to, because I know you've never talked about Burger King in the history of this podcast. But I was gonna like bring it up because I haven't had it in years, and I wanted to know like, does it hold up to like childhood memories and stuff? But I remember like toys. I think Gremlins. Like you associate kids, I think associate these fast food restaurants with toy tie-ins. And I have memories of Muppets and Gremlins from the Burger King stuff. When we were leaving Mexico City to go to New Jersey,
there you go.
They were opening up. They were opening up the very first McDonald's. I think it was when they were starting to branch out.
In Mexico City.
I never went, but it was not too far from my school. And I remember like on the school bus, I would see a line like going down the street people were just hungry for American food imports. It felt exotic in Mexico for McDonald's to be there.
Right.
They have such a power in our psyche, huh?
Yeah.
It really is something. It really is our greatest cultural export in a way. It's mm-hmm. like fast food and chain restaurants. Yeah. So did you have was it Burger King? Like, what did you look forward to when you were visiting American fast food chains?
Burger King, Whoppers.
100% Burger King. Wow.
100% Burger King. But Whoppers, the fries, the shakes, McDonald's was okay. I thought the Big Mac was like a meal that you would share with a family.
That was just your sense of American portions.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Dairy Queen. I love Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't realize they're chains, though. I guess, obviously, what does a kid know? Kids are dumb.
Right.
That's why they're asking questions, right? Mommy this, mommy that.
Mommy, how come Dairy Queen has over 8,000 North American locations?
Ugh, I hate hearing your child voice. Fucking curses me out.
Nelly's used to it. All right, we're going to talk about another chain with a lot of locations with a large footprint. We'll be back to discuss Einstein Brothers Bagels in just one moment with more Doughboys. Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wags, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also...
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun that's built for everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
And the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean.
Come on.
The moon is cool.
Cool.
The moon is cool. Cool. Tear. Pour. Live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon. And lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DOUGHBOYS at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DOUGHBOYS at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool.
And the sun is hot. Welcome back to Doughboys. We are here with Tony Rodriguez discussing this week's chain, Einstein Brothers Bagels. Now, Mitch, there are a lot of chain restaurant connections in the history of Einstein Brothers Bagels. First off, it was founded by the owners of your own Boston Market. Boston Market's attempt at a breakfast chain is the genesis of Einstein Brothers. Then it acquired previously reviewed Noah's Bagels in 1996. So Einstein Brothers owns Noah's. If you have a preference between the two, you're talking about two different, versions of the same brand. And as of the week of this recording, Panera Bread announced they were merging with Einstein Brothers Bagels and also Caribou Coffee to form like kind of the Yum Brands of breakfast. It's Panera Bread, Einstein Brothers, and Caribou will all be under the same umbrella. I don't know if they're going to unify brands or if they're going to keep those 3 separate brands going, but they're all going to be the same company now. Here's another fun fact, a less fun fact. For a time, Einstein Brothers Bagels was owned by a German holding company, JAB Holdings, that it was later revealed was founded by members of the Nazi Party.
Oh. What the fuck?
Oh, Nazi-owned Einstein Brothers Bagels, that was a huge controversy, and I think that's all been resolved now, but that is a part of its past.
What?
The founders of JAB Holdings, so this was a company that was founded in like the 40s. They were Hitler supporters who were also members of the Nazi Party. That company continued to operate for like, 50-something years, 60-something years. Then it acquires Einstein Brothers Bagels. Obviously a big, hit for the brand to have that affiliation. So I think that's all been resolved. And I think with the Panera Bread merger, they've completely severed that partnership.
And with a famous German, is Einstein German?
Is he?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he is, right? Yeah.
I believe he was a German Jewish exile. Yes. So, but I don't know if it's a name for Albert Einstein. I think Einstein Brothers is its own thing.
All right. Well,
anyway, I'm glad I exposed this company's Nazi past. But let's move on from that to the food. And by the way, Mitch, I want to quickly say
no one go digging into Doughboys LLC. Their history.
Don't look up our previous podcast network. Mitch, you had Irma crawling up on your lap for a second. It was cute as the Dickens.
Aww. Yeah, where is she now? Oh, you're right here. Come here.
Here she is. You know what? I'm going to get a good meow from her into the mic right now, I bet.
Hey, Irm.
Wow.
There we go. Oh, she did it.
What?
Hi, baby.
Right on cue.
Is she a voiceover artist?
She's very good with the meows. How you doing?
Wow.
It's a great meow. Classic meow.
She's a good cat. There she is, Wags.
Yeah.
She was sleeping in the other room. I went in and saw her, she meowed at me, and then she followed me out. Now she's here for the pod.
Well, that's cute.
Great mug on that kitten.
Yeah,
good cat. Wally's sleeping on the couch. Cat. He didn't join us. Well, Wags, Einstein Brothers is interesting to me because I grew up in Duncan territory, of course. Ooh. Quincy, Mass. is Duncan territory. And then there was an Einstein, I think across from Milton Marketplace is where there was an Einstein Bagels. Milton being kind of the more snooty town. home of a couple of comedians who, there she goes.
Now we're just seeing her butt and tail on the camera.
Yeah.
Here you go, Wise. Here's a full, I'm going to give you a full butt shot.
Oh.
Oh, we didn't ask for that.
I give a little close up of Irma's butthole. Clean as a whistle, which I demand in this household. But there was an Einstein Brothers across the street from Milton Marketplace, I believe. And to me, it always just seemed like a little bit, it did seem like a little bit, this is young Mitch thinking it was like a little bit snootier and like, who cares? It was kind of like this like little snootier place. Who cares about this little snootier place? But I did also like have it and I was like, no, it's pretty good. And that's kind of where my thoughts on it kind of ended. I was just like, oh, it's pretty good to go there, but like I just get Dunkin'. So what is the point of this place?
Yes.
I will say, going back to it, not having been there in a very long time, I went to the one over it's basically over in Pasadena.
Me too.
Did you?
Wow.
Yeah.
I went to two.
Oh, wow.
You went to two.
Yeah.
That's above and beyond.
Oh, is it?
So yeah, I mean, we barely
Yeah, you put too much work into this podcast, we're saying. Yeah. But thank you. We appreciate it.
We've barely been to any restaurants. We just lie about it. I went to the one in Pasadena, Dina, it's on Lake Ave. That's the one I went to. I don't know if you went to the one on Lake Avenue. There's another
one.
There's another
one. I went to. Again, I did too much work.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Here's the thing though. I found out that they most of these locations close at 2.
Yes.
So that is a difference with Dunkin's, and it was a sort of situation where I realized I wasn't going to even be able to get it unless I like quickly went and got it on Saturday, which is the same day I had to shoot a short thing and then go and saw Suicide Squad that night, Wigs, for another podcast. Yes. And so I downloaded the app, the Einstein Brothers app, and you know what, Wigs? I think it's a pretty good app.
Is it a good app?
I think the app is pretty
good. I didn't use
the
app.
It worked for me. It worked pretty well for me. So I drove over there. I ordered on the app, and then I went inside and picked it up, and it was ready just within a few minutes. It was sitting on the table, the pickup table. And should I just get into what I got?
Please do. I'll just say as a side real quick, the having a good app for a breakfast place is a big check mark in its favor, because that's usually the time when you're most rushed. I got to grab something before work or whatever. So yeah, if they have a good app that you can make efficiently put your order in and have it be ready to go, that's ideal. Tell us about your order, Mitch.
But hold on a second. You're the app guy. And then you didn't use the app. I just don't get what happened. How did this fall apart?
I'll tell you why I didn't use the app, because my decision to go to Einstein was kind of an impulse. It wasn't as premeditated. I was like, oh, there's an Einstein there. You know what? I'm going to go. But we'll get to that in a second. But tell us about your food, Mitch.
Well, I'm stalling because I'm trying to find my order.
Okay. Well, while you're stalling, Tony, had you been to Einstein Brothers prior to this episode?
No, I'd only ever had it on TV and film sets when it was like a treat, you know, those early morning call times, and someone brings those yellow boxes, and bagels are so rare now, I don't eat them that often, so that's the only experience I'd ever had with Einstein's Brothers bagels before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you got food waiting for you at work, that's always a treat, always a delight.
I want to ask, while you're looking up your order, is Dunkin' Donuts, I don't associate, I guess they do have some breakfast stuff, right? But it's mostly donuts and coffee, right? Do they have breakfast, like sandwiches like they would here at Einstein's Brothers Bagels?
Yeah, they do. They do. They have, they got a lot of stuff like that where they, the breakfast sandwiches, they tried to do a bit of like a more of like a lunch sort of deal for a while, and then they stopped doing that.
Do they still have like the tuna salad or whatever? They used to have that for a time
at Dunkin'.
They did.
They pulled back a lot of stuff.
I would not do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I've sampled their Dunkin's lunch fare, but I do actually like their breakfast sandwiches. Like, I'll get, like, you know, just I think that'll actually, they actually have one of the better fast food breakfasts, aside from just donuts.
Wise, here I was complimenting this app, and you know what? There's no place where I realized that I signed up with, like, you know how Apple, you can do like the fake, like they send you a fake email, like it's the Apple.
Yeah, hide my email. Yeah,
hide my email. That's what I did, and so now I'm like, I'm complimenting this app left and right, and now I'm realizing that I don't even know what the there's no order history on here, but I can.
It doesn't have your order history saved. Okay,
I remember what I got. So I'm gonna go with. I had to try an everything bagel. And I was very close to getting an onion bagel, because you don't see the onion bagel around as much anymore. And they kind of, I think they said like the onion bagel was like new or something, or it's back. That was the banner on it, is it's back. Dunkin' famously got rid of their onion bagel. That's everything bagels. An onion bagel is great, but I wanted to try the everything bagel. So I got the everything yes. bagel. I got it for as far as the way I had it prepared. I had it I got it with schmear. Which this is a place. This is the snooty stuff I'm talking about. It's a schmear place. They go with schmear.
They don't call it cream cheese. They call it schmear.
They call it schmear.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. In the war of schmear versus cream cheese. I'm a cream cheese guy. But I went with the onion and chive schmear. Schmear also, you know, doesn't sound great. Schmear is weird sounding.
It makes me think of pap smear. Which is a thoroughly unpleasant image.
Yeah.
And procedure, from what I've heard.
I went with an everything bagel toasted with the onion and chive schmear. And I thought it was pretty good. I mean, and this is the big thing. This is the bagels, right? This is the thing that they got to have a good bagel. And they do. They have a quality bagel. And I was eating it. And I was like, this is probably better than Dunkin's bagels now, right? I mean, like. Dunkin's, a lot of times they come in kind of hard. They can feel old.
They're not baked on site.
This is a little bit softer. I maybe thought it was a better bagel. Then I had to get myself an egg sandwich, and I went with the all-nighter, which is cage-free, fresh cracked eggs with thick cut bacon, American cheese, and jalapeno garlic aioli on a fresh baked cheesy hash brown gourmet bagel. And
sounds great.
I thought it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It's a funny thing of like, I actually maybe think that the Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches are better, and I like that you can get it on a croissant there. And like, it looked kind of basic, but it just had a good taste to it. I mean this as a compliment. Have you ever gotten like a breakfast sandwich in like a hospital and you're like, this is pretty good? this is like it's a sort of thing of like, this is surprisingly good for like a storefront place in a hospital that has like a good bagel sandwich.
Not that specific experience, but I had that on jury duty. I like got it from like a cafeteria there, and I was like, this is a pretty good sandwich. This is surprisingly tasty.
That's kind of how I felt about it. It was like a good sandwich where I was like, this still feels like a little bit artificial in many ways, and it is just like, and I know Dunkin' is the same thing, but I was like, but it's still. This is still tasty. I like that aioli quite a bit. It had a little bit of a kick to it. I was enjoying it. I also got myself, for drinks, I got myself a large iced vanilla latte. And this was good. I mean, like, for a place where I didn't think the coffee would be good at all, it was decent. I wish there was more ice in it. Mm-hmm. There was not a ton of ice in it, and it kind of melted. Even just like by the time I got in my car, and it was one of those parking lots where like they give you a ticket and it's like first 90 minutes free, you have to get it stamped. And I was like, all right, fine. And then, but I wanted to eat in my car too. You know what I mean? Like, it was just the thing of like, why 90 minutes free? That's all. People are just coming in here to use fucking to go to fucking Einstein's or another place right there. Why do we got to charge here?
Anyways, aren't leaving their car overnight. You can just sort of, fine. Let people park there.
There's no scam here. Anyways.
Yeah.
I got myself, is it simply orange juice? What's like the,
I didn't catch what brand they had, but they have at my location, they had orange juices like pre-poured in plastic cups with lids.
So there's Simply Orange, which is like the bottled branded one, and that's what I ordered.
Yeah.
But when I got it in there, Wags, I saw one of those fresh squeezed in a cups, and I said, you know what? I want one of those. So I got one of those bad boys, and that's what I drank along with my meal. And so it was a bit of the coffee and a bit of the orange juice. And you know what? I appreciate that fresh squeezed orange juice. I like that. I like that it's there. Yes. I like that option. And I think it's tasty. And honestly, that's going to make me buy an orange juice if I see one of those. Like, I'm more likely to buy that than the Simply. I get why they do Simply. It doesn't go, you know, a lot of there's probably some food waste with the fresh squeezed orange juice. But I really enjoyed that OJ. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, the vanilla, the iced vanilla latte was decent. You're going to get a better version of that at a different place, but it was still good. And then finally I got myself a little sweet treat on the side. I thought that they had donuts, and I didn't see a single – what I realized was – what I thought was donuts were just like a chocolate birthday cake party bagel and a churro party bagel, which is – it feels like an abomination.
They have some weird sweet bagels, yeah.
I should have gotten it just for the – because they look like fucking monstrosities. But I went with a blueberry muffin, which I still have the most of it here. But I ate that. There was no, but I wonder if there was a way to get it like sliced and heated up with some butter. But I just got it as it was, and it was pretty good. And I got the rest of it here in the bag. Maybe I'll heat it up right now.
Wow. All right. While he's doing that, Tony, you made two separate trips.
I did.
Talk us through what your experiences at Einstein Brothers and what you ended up ordering.
Sure. I also did get a blueberry muffin, and it was delicious.
Wow.
This is now 1, 2, 3 days old, and it's still pretty fucking good.
Oh, wow. I did not wait 3 days. I inhaled it. The first place I went to was a place on Wilshire. And inside, it looked like to me, I ordered ahead on the app. I would have recommended the app, except I was going to look up my order history as well, and it's not there. Like, that's just a no-brainer. Don't you want that, like, order again? Especially if you're a creature habit. Yeah, I don't know, guys. That's a...
Points deducted.
Points deducted for sure. The wall art kind of looked like... They reminded me of covers of the New Yorker magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Which
it's
I love.
I took some photos of some of the wall art in my location. They're things like this. And it is kind of that... Yes, it is kind of the aesthetically like a New Yorker... like a New Yorker cover with the art, and then it's got captions like, here's one, Elmo Einstein's Conundrum, and we've got a harried bagel employee who is, you know, like dealing with a whole bunch of customers, this kind of intricate line art, and then it says, so many schmears, so little time.
That sucks.
Here's another one, and it's Mervyn Einstein, who I assume is one of the founders, opinion about coffee. I'm for it. And it's got a picture of this Mervyn Einstein character holding a big cup of coffee. So it's things like that.
Wait,
it's
that's it? What is that? What is that one?
I think the joke is that his opinion on coffee is that he likes coffee. I'm holding this up for you guys to see.
Yeah, I guess like I like it until I read
Jesus.
It.
Jesus.
Like, oh,
I mean, that is like a New Yorker comic.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so,
exactly
there
right.
You go.
I got the chorizo sunrise egg sandwich, which was delicious. But like we said earlier, the portions they're sensible portions, I'm going to say. But if I'd ordered this at like a New York deli, it would have been maybe twice the size.
Yeah, sure. That's fair. Yep.
But these are sensible portions. So, and I loaded up on coffees because I'm like, a breakfast place has to have good coffee. So I tried their medium roast, their dark roast. I got their iced coffee, and I got chocolate cold brew, which is just a frappuccino.
Yeah.
And you said, like, you got their vanilla, right?
Mm-hmm. You got the chocolate cold brew shake?
Shake. That's a shake. You're going to get a better version elsewhere, yes. But the coffees were good, and I didn't realize until I was drinking the iced coffee for this iced coffee, it doesn't matter where it's brewed, it's going to taste the same when it's iced. It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, there's no, yep, you're not going to catch subtle notes of muffin.
Right.
Yeah.
I got blueberry muffin, which was delicious. I got there, they have like a hash brown sort of cheddar biscuit. And it, yep, reminded me of those Red Lobster cheese biscuits. They were really good.
Oh, wow.
I would have loaded up on that, like just a basket of that.
Yeah. Those looked interesting. I had the hash browns on the bagel, so I didn't get one of those, but they looked interesting.
There, I was like, you were saying the bagel was like soft and like the perfect texture. I would say these biscuits were perfect. From the outside, it looked like, wow, a hard lump of potato, but it was like, oh my God, I want one right now. Actually, maybe that was my favorite thing I ate.
I feel like, wow, I've been described the same way. Outside look like a hard lump of potato. I just ate the rest of that blueberry muffin. And I got to say this too, for a muffin that has been sitting on my kitchen, on my dining, whatever this table is, this shit, the Doughboy's table, for 3 days, it held up pretty well and it was pretty tasty.
Wow.
I enjoyed it.
Is that a good thing?
There's probably a lot of preservatives in it. my thought eating it is, just, I mean, like a muffin should last at least a couple days.
Yeah.
My thought while eating it, I was like, it's that sort of thing again too. With, I love Dunkin' Donuts and it still has like some of the taste that I love in it, and so I can never really truly turn my back on it. And I think they made some terrible decisions as a company, but who knows? Maybe I've gotten snootier as the years have gone on, Wags. Maybe that's a part of the issue.
Fucking Boston.
I'm a little snooty Boston boy. But I used to not be. I mean, I loved my Dunks, but I'm like eating this blueberry muffin, and I'm like, this probably beats a Dunkin' blueberry muffin, right? Like,
wow.
Heresy.
Wow. I mean, I'm just being honest. We gotta be real here. I want Dunkin' to get back to its glory, but I'll get a blueberry muffin at Dunkin' Donuts, and I'll be like, where are the blueberries? Like, where's the beef? Where are the blues, Wags?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where are the bloobs?
Yeah. They didn't skimp on the blueberries when the one I had. It was like they weren't skimping on it. There's no other way to put that.
Yeah, they don't. Dunkin'. You gotta show the bloobs.
Show the bloobs. Show the bloobs.
Feels like someone would comment on the Doughboy's Patreon.
Mitch, show your bloobs. I think that the blueberries are on display. It's a nice soft muffin. Mm-hmm. Something that like was a thing I truly didn't think would be good at all. You know, I thought this was, mm-hmm, kind of like a side thing, and I was like, damn, this is good as hell. It was fantastic. So,
wow.
Step up your game, Dunkin'. That's kind of how I feel after going to Einstein.
What'd you have?
So I made the one trip. I did not make two trips. I made one trip, and I ended up multitasking. You made one trip too.
I made two trips. I had also had a dissertation on the second one.
The parking attendant in Pasadena, by the way, someone else didn't have their thing stamped. He's like, you're okay. He didn't care. Person, wow, there. Future, yeah, reference.
Well, that's fucked up for me.
Spent all day there. Mm-hmm.
Good to know when you've got a chill parking attendant. I found that out at my dentist. I usually try to take the bus to my dentist, but one time I drove because I was running late, and the parking attendant there was just like, ah, what? It was one of those lots where it's like, it's a tiny lot, and it said it was like $25. It's like, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm fucking late. I guess I'm paid $25 to get my teeth cleaned. And the guy was just like, ah, fucking whatever. Like, he just did not give a shit. It's just like, so it's nice when you encounter someone like, there are times when you want someone to not give a shit about their job. And it's helpful when it's a parking attendant.
That's us every episode. That guy probably saw you panicking coming up to him. He's like, yeah, just fucking forget it, buddy. I don't give a shit.
So I ended up going to the Oceanside location. I went down to visit my parents and my brother and his family for my mom's birthday this past weekend. What?
Nick, will you come down for my birthday this weekend? I don't think I can't wait a minute. I could turn this into a business trip.
I can multitask.
Yeah, I'll come down there. Just eating fucking bagels in front of her, not paying attention to her on her birthday.
Here's the deal. We have an electric car. We have a Chevy Bolt, and it cannot quite make the entire drive to San Diego without a recharge midway. So we were able to be like, we got to go down there. We're going to charge the car anyway. And while
nice
we're charging
try,
the
Bernie.
Car,
this is the future you want.
Yeah.
Mommy, why does this clean energy car? Why doesn't the Green New Deal want us to get anywhere?
Wait, there's conservative kids now? Okay. Things have escalated. I will honestly say that the EV is nice for getting around town, but man, you do need a secondary car if you're going to make any lengthy trips. It's a fucking huge pain in the ass. But anyway, we're dealing with that, so we have to charge the car anyway. So while we're charging the car at a Target parking lot.
I like the idea of you and this car charging up on a fucking charger midway between LA and San Diego. You're both plugged in.
One for me, please.
Where do you go for that? Where do you stop to get plugged in?
We usually it's like, you know, you were talking apps earlier. There's apps for EVs. Usually like there's like a charge point or an EV go, and then you can just find where they have stations. Sometimes you can reserve them or see if they're occupied, and you just find they're not as obviously not as prevalent as gas stations, but they do exist. They kind of dot the highways and especially in major cities, there's a bunch of them.
You know, I was thinking about going electric before this conversation, and now I don't think so.
Yeah, no, hell no.
You make some long drives, so I would consider, I think probably hybrid or like a plug-in. There's the plug-in hybrids. There's ones where you can use a plug-in for like getting around locally, and then it has a gas tank for longer. You know, just a pure electric is a little bit of a pain in the ass, but it's mostly been fine. So anyway, we're multitasking. We're charging the car. We're going to visit my family, and I'm going to the Einstein Brothers Bagels that's in Oceanside, California, while the car is charging. They were clearly overwhelmed. I felt the workers were so nice, but there was just like a ton of people there, and I could tell a lot of the inventory had been cleaned out. By the time we got there, it was like, you know, it was like late morning. It was almost lunchtime, so like some of the bagel choices were just not available. But everyone was nice there. I did go up there and I asked the cashier about, because there's a strawberry banana smoothie on the menu and it's the only smoothie. So I was like, I feel like that's probably a pain in the ass to make. So I just asked the guy, like, is a strawberry smoothie, is that like a pain to make? And the guy was like, it's fine. Like, clearly it was like a huge hassle. So I didn't order that. I instead got a blackberry lemonade iced tea.
Before we start, I just want to say it's my mother's birthday. I'm traveling down south to see my mother. Okay.
Let me ask you again. How's that strawberry smoothie?
It's fine. Just weirded out by what you said before all of that.
We're charging my car right now. It's an electric car. All right. So I got the blackberry lemonade iced tea, which I will say had terrific blackberry flavor. Man, I was surprised by this. You don't usually see a blackberry iced tea. Usually it's like, you know, like a strawberry, or I feel like I would see a blueberry more frequently than the blackberry iced tea. Blackberry's a nice combo for this. And the lemonade tasted fresh. It was a little too sweet for me, but just as a refresher and as a berry tea, I was like, this is great. This is delightful. I also got myself an almond milk latte. Now, I mentioned the workers being overwhelmed. This was part of it. This was a little bit of a debacle because clearly there was something wrong with the espresso machine, and the barista conveyed this to me. Then the barista made it, but I watched them accidentally pour in 2% milk and then realize their mistake before I could say anything and then, you know, throw the drink in the sink, which they ended up making it again. and it was room temperature when I got it, which is, it's fine. I mean, I wasn't going to cause a fuss over it. It tasted okay, but it was just room temp, so that wasn't what I wanted in a hot latte. So I dumped it and ended up just getting some of their normal morning brew coffee from one of their self-serve stations. That was a fine cup of coffee.
This is a fucking debacle.
It was a little bit, yeah.
Did you pay for that coffee, the hot coffee?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, I didn't know.
Oh, well,
no, I just filled it up in the same cup. It was fine.
I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
You want me to get back in line and be like,
I think that. Well, and say what?
Hey, I'm the guy. It's my mom's birthday. Anyway.
Oh my god.
This mommy milk latte was room temp. Can I get a hot coffee? Yeah.
All of this is an argument for using the app.
It's true. Yeah.
Like,
great point.
Use the app. I'm like, oh, I'll be there in a leisurely 30 minutes. In and out, it's right there.
So that was the only real miscue.
By the way,
though. Yeah,
I think Tony will agree with me here. Any authorities in the San Diego area listening to this? We got the coffee thief here on our hands.
Yeah,
Nick Weiger.
I'm going to be arrested by the maskless cop that was in there. The one guy with no mask, the uniform police officer.
Oh,
what? I'm above the law.
yeah, you're right. You are. So functionally. Anyway, so I got I also got a six cheese bagel, which is six cheeses. It's mozzarella, provolone, cheddar, Asiago, Parmesan, and Romano. One bite and you'll smile and say cheese. This is, as I like to say, Mitch, unga pachka. There was just too much cheese on this. And especially I got this with an onion and chives schmear, which was like spreading cream cheese on the underside of a slice of pizza. It was just way too much cheese.
No.
And I'm a dairy dude and I love cheese, but this was just, it was overwhelming. I could have a little bit of it. There's one size with a big glob of cheese on it and one size that was plain. I preferred the plain size. That to me is an indictment of the bagel. That said, sure. I got a lunch option.
Why is this funny you say that? Because I thought the bottom side of the bagel was was probably the low light of I didn't love it. But go on.
This bagel was a little under toasted. I will say that. Not a big deal, but I'd ask for it to be double toasted if I went back to this location. I also got the avocado veg out sandwich, which was great. This was terrific.
All right.
This is a lunch option that's got tomato, lettuce, cucumbers, red onions, avocado, and their garden veggie schmear. I don't normally love a veggie cream cheese, but it was perfect in this context. It was on a sesame bagel, which was great because it just gave it a little bit of texture, a little bit extra crunch.
Big fan of that.
And this was I would absolutely get this again. If I was working near an Einstein Brothers Bagels and I wanted a light, sort of like healthy kind of lunch, I would 100% get this. It was it was filling and it was delicious. And as a veggie option, it was just like it was completely satisfying. So that was my trip. Tony, you your second trip. What else did you end up getting from Einstein Brothers? If there's anything you haven't covered yet.
Oh, there is. I got the Nova Lox. Sandwich.
Ooh, okay.
I detest cream cheese. And I didn't know what a schmear was. So I'm like, I'm gonna leave it as is, you know, eat it the way. And I took one bite and I'm like, oh, I had to schmear the schmear off. It's not my bag. And then I just like, but I'd gotten bagels, individual bagels. So I kind of made my own sandwich with the Nova Lox. I got pumpernickel. Ancient grain and cinnamon raisin, you know, just classics.
Yeah.
And they were all delicious as hell.
Wow.
You just starve for good dough, I guess.
There are some good independent bagel shops out here, but I would say as chains go, I feel like Einstein Brothers is pretty decent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to agree with what you said about the underside of the bagel being under par with it is almost like made for show. Like when you look at it through the window, the underside does not have, it's just plain. And the top of it is sort of same thing with the muffin, I guess.
Mm.
It's like the, now I want one right now.
It's good. Here's my, should we get into our final thoughts, Wags?
I think it's probably about that time where we should each, okay. summarize what we feel about this week's chain, Einstein Brothers Bagels. So, Tony, here's how this will work. We'll each go around. We'll give our closing argument, if you will, summarize our thoughts, mention anything we haven't mentioned, and end that by giving this chain a score from 0 to 5 forks. You are okay. Our guest.
Oh.
We'll begin with you. Your thoughts and your fork score from 0 to 5 on Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Okay. My closing at 2 arguments. Because they close it too.
I loved it.
Solid breakfast place. It knows what it is. It knows, and it does it well. The coffee's pretty good. The bagels, their namesake, are fantastic. Their sandwiches, I would eat them again. I'm going to give them 4 forks.
4 forks.
For
wow.
Now.
Great score.
They were I would love them to be open. Like all day, because there's a market for people who eat breakfast all day, right? Like Denny's,
yep.
You need late night
100%.
Or Dunkin'
at least
Donuts.
A little later than 2. 2 is such a early cutoff.
It's pretty early.
It feels like
very
like
early,
like
yeah.
5 or even 6 p.m. or something. 6 seems like a good cutoff, but Tony,
wow, 4 forks.
You touch on something here that I was going to say in my final review. A good score, a great score.
Oh, thank you.
Look, it's. They're very, I feel like they're very randomly located. They're not, I think it is a thing that kind of hurts the brand a little bit where I'm like, they did exist in Quincy and that one in Milton is now gone, I think. And I'm like, I don't even know where I would get Einstein Brothers Bagels. It feels like they're the opposite of Subways, where Subways were on every corner at one point, and
mm-hmm.
You could see a Sub or a McDonald's. You can see like, sometimes you can see a McDonald's from another McDonald's. And that's okay, you know, that's fine, but it's just, I'm like, oh, it's a place that I wish I could have a better grasp on because I don't know it as well, and I know it from when
right.
I was a kid, and it felt like kind of the snootier place, and now as time has gone on, I'm like, well, maybe you need those snootier places because some of these other places have just been kind of like, they're sending out junk now, you know, Dunkin' needs to step up their game. They need to, you got to care about the quality of food. And it seems like they do care about the quality of food. Of course, there's still like some artificial stuff going on there. But for the most part, I was pretty pleased with what I had. And if I got that breakfast sandwich and orange and a cup of orange juice, or if I got that coffee and the blueberry muffin, I'd be happy with kind of any combination I got there. And so, yeah, I wish they were open a little later, but I'm going to do a classic. I'm going to speak like the man himself here, Wags. Einstein's equals 2 forks squared.
Oh. All right.
That's your Einstein impression? He says his equation out loud.
And he says his name when
yes.
He says the equation.
Einstein's, he's doing the equation. Einstein's
yes.
equals 2 forks squared.
My niece is Meg Ryan.
Wow. So also 4 forks. If I'm doing
that's
math.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 4 forks. It falls to me whether
yeah.
or not
yes, it does.
This chain, Einstein Brothers Bagels, is going to enter the hallowed halls of the Golden Plate Club by attaining.
Have you ever seen When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah.
She moans in it like she's having an orgasm.
Okay. So wait. Mm-hmm. So now you're aware that your niece is also an actor who's in other movies.
Yeah.
Okay, your reality is very strange, Mr. Einstein, but you are a genius. I had a very good experience at my Einstein Brothers Bagels, despite the almond milk latte miscue, which I attribute to just this place was understaffed and overwhelmed, and I can't blame the workers for that, and It's also the espresso machine legitimately seemed like it wasn't working right. So, you know, maybe that's why it was room temp. Maybe it didn't come out hot. I used to work by a place that had an Einstein Brothers Bagels, like in the, I think it was actually the Wilshire location you hit up, Tony. I used to work in a building by there. And so I've been to Einstein Brothers a number of times just as like a quick breakfast option in the morning. And yeah, they have solid coffee, solid bagels. I was surprised, you know, I wouldn't get the 6 cheese bagel again, but I get some of their other offerings. I was shocked by how good the avocado veg out sandwich was. And I would never think of this place for lunch before this experience, but now I will think of it for lunch. I guess this goes back to the thesis of the podcast, which is this, which is we're exploring whether or not these places accomplish what they are trying to do. Einstein Brothers mm-hmm. Bagels is trying to be a bagel place. I think it does. I think it does a good job. Mm-hmm. And so who am I to deny its entrance into the Golden Plate Club?
Wow.
I'm nobody. I'm the burger boy. I'm giving this four forks. Welcome to the Golden Plate Club, Einstein wow. Brothers Bagels.
Wow.
What a
baby.
Surprise.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by this outcome.
And you know what? We'll put a stamp on it. Mr. Hole approved.
We'll be back with more Doughboys. Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one, and now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah. Welcome back to Doughboys. We are here with Tony Rodriguez, our guest. And hey, it's time for a segment.
Hey, Wags.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Cat's Delicatessen?
Yeah, I went there when I visited New York a couple of times. Good.
That's where Meg Ryan had her famous orgasm scene.
Right. And this is your niece again.
Yes.
In the movie IQ, which you know is a movie. And you know she's an actor in other movies.
I sat in the chair once where she orgasmed.
That's weird. Your niece?
I ate a sandwich.
Okay. I mean, just to make a point of choosing that chair feels odd.
Yeah.
But, you know. I think there's like a plaque. There's like a plaque coming out. So you'd know exactly where you're sitting. It wasn't a coincidence. Mm-hmm. This was a choice.
Have you seen IQ?
Yeah, I actually did see IQ years ago.
I didn't get an orgasm scene in that movie.
Yeah. I heard that got an NC-17 rating that was originally included.
Yeah.
And then they had to cut it.
I was very upset.
Well, Mr. Einstein, I hope that you can still be satisfied with your immense contributions to the field of science.
Would you like
knowledge.
To hear it?
I would.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, sure.
Okay, here it is. Oh, yahoo!
I think I see the problem. That kind of sounded like Mario doing a triple jump. So,
yeah.
I think it probably didn't.
Wah! Yahoo! I'm a tired.
Yeah, I think I see why this was left on the cutting room floor.
Mm-hmm.
But you are a great performer.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, bye, Einstein.
Wow!
Oh my God! Jesus Christ!
In fact, I'm glad nobody brought Innerspace up. Oh.
Hey, fell off. He fell off the cliff.
Land. Landed in the dry desert. Never mind. Hey, I've got a food related survey, and Mitch and Tony will compete to guess the results. It's time to play the family food. The theme song for the family food, the Richard Karn era Family Feud theme. Here's how this works. Whoever gets the most correct without collecting three strikes will win.
It's very funny that this is not very loud either. It's just kind of soft.
Yeah.
Softly playing.
Gotta be conscious of the mix. So this is from a Huffington Post article, and based on Grubhub's 2019 order data, this is compiled by our associate producer, the Drop King, Robert Persinger, for today's topic, America's favorite bagel flavors.
Really?
Wow.
America's favorite bagel flavors, according to Grubhub order data compiled in 2019. So the top five answers are on the board. And you'll each take turns.
Okay.
So, Tony, you're our guest. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, you'll go first. Five answers are on the board. What is your first guess?
Sesame is on the board.
Good answer.
I've heard it.
Show me sesame.
Good answer.
All right. Yeah, baby.
Number two answer, sesame. Tony, you are correct. You have 1 point. All right, Mitch. Four are left of the top five. America's favorite bagel flavors. What say you, Spoon Man?
Well, I'm going to go with one that I'm pretty sure is up there. I got quite a few, but we'll see. I hope it's up there. I'm going everything. Everything's got to be up there.
Everything. Show me everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. As the SNES adaptation of Family Feud, the video game, tells us, that is a good answer. Number one answer on the board, wow. Everything bagel, Mitch. So wow. you both have collectively sniped the top two. Three remaining of the five. Let's see if we can clean it up. All right, Tony, back to you. America's favorite bagel flavors. What's your next guess?
I'm going to go cinnamon raisin.
great great answer.
Cinnamon.
Thank you.
It's on there. Raisin. I disagree
cinnamon
that it's
raisin.
I disagree. I don't think it should be in the top five, but I think it is top five.
This is America's favorite, most popular.
I feel the same about everything bagel.
Wow. Shots fired from both of you, but here we go. Show me cinnamon raisin.
Yeah, baby.
Number three.
All right. This
collective effort is really something.
I just don't know how I feel about cinnamon raisin. Like, it's just that sort of thing of like, it just makes it a little too sweet. I want the savory bagel. And give me the everything. Give me the sesame. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon raisin, just no thank you.
It depends on my mood, because I used to love them as a kid, and now
I liked them as a kid too, but I grew up. I grew the fuck up, Wags.
Wow.
It's kind of like between a donut and a bagel.
Yeah.
Right? Like a little, yeah. Huh?
That's the thing. It's like sweet, but it's not too sweet. That's what I like about it sometimes. Mm. It's not my everyday bagel order, but on occasion I'll get something like that. And I think, you know, Tony, you talked about being cream cheese averse. As a kid, I used to like it with cream cheese, but I think these days I just get it with butter. Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, I ate a lot of gross shit as a kid, but I think this is that's a better buttered bagel.
Yeah,
for
you're
sure.
Nasty.
All right. Two answers left on the board of America's favorite bagel flavors. Tony, you have 2 points. Mitch, you have 1 point. And maybe you can match him with your next answer. What say you?
All right. My next answer is plain bagel. Just a plain old plain bagel.
Good answer.
Plain bagel. Plain bagel.
If it's not on here, it's fucked up.
Is it in fact a plain bagel? Is that in the top five? Show me plain.
This is bullshit.
No.
This whole thing is bullshit. There's no way that plain isn't the most popular. It has to be. It's just included with stuff as a plain bagel. That's bullshit, and you know it. You know it, Wags. You know it.
take it up with the Huffington Post article compiled based off of Grubhub's 2019 order data. Because
just bullshit. Plain
is not
bullshit.
In the top five.
I did thorough research for this poll about bagels. This is my Ariana Huffington impression.
That's good.
Thank you. I haven't heard her voice in a while, but I think that's here in this register, Jay. Actually, I don't read anything on my website. It's just, sorry about the people I don't pay.
Sounds like the internet economy.
It sounds like we could be related. I have to change the accent already.
I'm a big fan of your niece's work.
Are you related to Meg Ryan as well? Is she related to you in any... do you know what? Do you know how I figured out Einstein equals two forks squared?
No, how did you find that out?
I saw a bagel fall out of a tree.
Oh. I saw a bagel fall out of a tree during the... Bush administration. I have to say, this administration that had the bagels falling out of trees is irresponsible. It is not.
I can't keep this up. I can't pull enough to recall our political specifics from 10 years ago.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Back when we were like, this is as bad as it's going to get.
This is the worst president that's ever happened in the history of America. Nothing will ever be worse.
I'm like, woof.
Fucked up. You fucked up, Ariana.
All right, we've got three answers have been taken. Everything sesame and cinnamon raisin, the top three. Number four and number five remain for America's favorite bagel flavors. Tony, it is your turn. You have 2 points. Mitch has 1 point and one strike. What is your next guess for America's favorite bagel flavor?
I almost said plain my last round, but I'm going to say another P word. Pumpernickel.
Wow.
If plain isn't on there, I'm going to go with pumpernickel.
Sticking with the peas, will it pay off? Show me pumpernickel.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
Oh, I'm shocked that pumpernickel is on there.
I honestly was surprised to see it too, but pumpernickel is number
pumpernickel
five.
Pumpernickel is more. That's insane.
Here's my guess, Mitch.
Pumpernickel over plain?
Consider the source. So this is coming from Grubhub. So this is people who are like using apps who are oftentimes getting this delivered or putting in a work order. So like, I feel like the plane might be like the grab and go sort of, or you're not really thinking about it. But if it's like, I want to go to the trouble to get myself a bagel, I might want something that's a little bit more, specific. That's
insane.
My guess.
Insane.
Yeah.
Also, it's fun. It's a fun word. It's a fun word.
It's fun to say. Pumpernickel. All fun words so far.
I want to go onion because look, it's.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
like.
Back to you. Tony's
got
point,
the lead.
One strike. Yes.
So I'm going to say, my next guess is I want to say onion. I'm going to say poppy seed.
Oh, good one. That's a good
one. Sticking with the peas. Plane got a strike. Pumpernickel was on the board. Where does poppy seed fall? We're going to find out. Show me poppy seed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You got it.
We cleared the board, baby.
All right.
I'm going to say everyone wins here. The top five in order, everything, sesame, cinnamon raisin, poppy seed, and pumpernickel. You got them all in six attempts. A virtuosic display from the both of you. Well done.
That must have not included plain because that's wild to me.
Egg and
onion are the only two after that. Like egg and onion are the only two I would guess.
Ooh, I love an egg bagel.
Egg bagel, yeah. Or salt. I guess salt is also like the last final bagel, a salted bagel. But those aren't as popular anymore.
I love a salt bagel. I do feel like a salt bagel is a little bit more of an offbeat choice just because it is so punishingly salty for some people. But I do love it because I love salt. Let me just say, I drink ocean water if I could. I love it.
Wow.
Love this stuff.
Don't do that. That's going to make you hallucinate. That's during when you're stranded at sea.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. But
you are a little bit like salt member, though.
Salt member? I love salt.
Yeah, another
from Austin Powers and Gold member.
Are you related to Meg Ryan, salt member?
I love salt and my niece, Meg Ryan.
Is Einstein Gold member?
Oh my God, what a reveal that would be. Maybe we'll find out in Austin Powers 4.
Wow.
Hopefully oh, man. Someday.
All the happenings in Puff, where we reveal that.
Huffington Post will have the trailer premiere for Austin Powers.
Yes. Hey, that was the family food, just like a restaurant value feedback. Let's open up the feedback. Today's email is from Chirunton. Chirunton writes, on my last night in New York, my friend of 30 years took me out for a final night of eating and drinking. He also brought one of his insufferable friends, a guy I didn't even know. I was having a bad night. Then, when I think things can't get any worse, he asks to take a bite of my hot dog and eats the whole thing. Emotions were already high and I became so enraged I just left. It was a really good hot dog. We later got into an email spat about this incident that almost ended our friendship. Have you guys experienced any food-related transgressions that created such an extreme reaction? That's bananas.
This is insane.
That's bananas. What is happening?
I cannot.
Chirantan, first off, I hope I didn't butcher your name too badly. Thank you for writing in. I cannot imagine maintaining a friendship with this person because that's just such a weird thing to do. Yeah. How do you explain yourself? What a bizarre act.
Yeah. this to me is, this is very interesting. I because so often it would be like when you were younger and you got something and then like your friends would take bites of like, can I get a fry? That was always the thing in high school. Can I get some fries or can I get a bite of that? And then someone like an asshole would take like a huge bite and you're like, okay, now my meal's ruined. Funny. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, that doesn't happen too often. I think that like, there's been a couple times where I've been like, hey, relax. Look, I think that I'm a person who I would gladly like to buy someone a meal and buy something for someone and have them be happy. But when I'm focused on what I want, I am very upset when someone changes that because yes. I'm very specific about what I want to eat. Mm-hmm. And so then like with my sister or whatever too, I'm like, do you want one of these things too? I'm going to order it, you know, like, well, like the pizza slices to this day, she'll make fun of me for eyeing pizza slices or wanting to take a giant slice of pizza. I get it. My thing is that I'm always down to pay for more or get more. And on me, if it's a thing where like, you should never like, first of all, sharing a hot dog, if someone's letting you do that, they're a good person. They're letting you have a bite of their dog. Which is, yes. You know, that's a little outside of the comfort zone for some people. Mm-hmm. Like it's like sharing soup or chili or stew or something like
right.
Like mm-hmm. that's intimate sharing. You're someone is giving you it's an intimate share, and yes. So for you to take advantage of that and eat the whole dog, what oh the hell? God. Who do you think you are?
So strange.
Fucking dog.
How did this take place? Because like, hey, can I have a bite of your hot dog? Already, I'm like. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you and I were hanging out and you asked for a bite, I had a hot dog. This wasn't for the podcast, but I just had, like, I was just eating a hot dog and you said, hey, can I try your hot dog? I would let you take a bite. Like, I guess I understand the reaction up to that point. Mm-hmm. But when it becomes.
I double like, check, like triple just, check, he, make sure it's really a hot dog. I would take a bite.
All right. And I'm like, I would think that. Once that happens, once that bite transpires, what's happening next? Do they just keep eating it and you like you're not even noticing? Do they just steal it from you entirely? Like how does this transpire?
When I went to New York and I did that pizza tour with Micus and Dano and a few other Quincy folks.
Ramondi, Scoop.
No, Frailbot was there, Steve Shields was there.
Uh-huh.
Dano. Shieldy. That's not Shieldsy. That's well, it's a different Shieldsy. And,
okay. Shieldsy 2. It's like Ratcatcher 2 and Suicide Squad.
Joey O. Joey O was with me. I drove down with Joey O. And so we got a gyro. We got like a gyro and then we were like sharing. We were passing around a gyro and sharing the gyro. I think we were maybe all vaxxed at this point. We were.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, also at this time, day and age to share something like that is, you know, whatever. Mm. Look, don't be mad at me. I haven't gotten COVID yet. So yet. Okay. So
I'll roll back my rage.
But we were passing around the euro and it was a very delicate process of, hey, we're all sharing this thing here. It's beautiful. We're all taking bites of this euro. We're all enjoying it. Mm-hmm. We're having a good time with it. If someone just grabbed the Euro and decided they were going to take it down on themselves, that's fucked up. That's not right.
Oh.
No, who does that? You don't do that.
Do you remember when people used to say, when you used to say Bogarting? I never understood the etymology of that. But like, if you'd take a whole thing for yourself, like, dude, don't Bogart that joint, my friend. That yes. used to be the thing. Like, hey, what do you, don't yes. Bogart that.
I like that you have like early 1960s terminology for smoking weed.
Don't Bogart that jazz cigarette. That is just shitty behavior. Like even especially
let's listen
towards
to some
your
Donovan,
friend, especially
man.
In this context. I don't know it. This whole interaction is weird. I can't think of anything that directly parallels it. Tony, have you ever had a moment where you were like at something food related with a friend that affected a friendship?
Not with a friend. This stuff would happen with family members, like
oh,
my father,
sure, yeah.
or like uncles. But I'm yeah. not friends with people that are like my family.
Yeah.
Is what I guess I'm realizing. Yeah. No, that's very weird. Yeah. What
very
even
strange.
Like a lover? I think that's it would be weird. Even romantically it's, involved. It's like
it's weird all around. It's that is Dwight's like you were saying, just as this is happening, to just be like, hey, my hot dog, what the fuck? Like, there's so much going on
yeah.
here that...
Yeah.
And why? So you and I would share a hot dog. If you got a hot dog and it looked good, or I did, and we were eating out together for this fucking podcast, that's not rare for you to say, can I get a bite of that? I'd say, sure, I'll give you a bite of it.
Let's Lady in the Tramp this sumbitch. We'd do it.
We'd fucking do it.
But I would not, but you don't take all of someone's thing unless that is offered to you. Even asking for it is rude, and then just to do it without asking.
It would end with me biting your tongue off. Sorry, Wags.
Yeah, that's I don't have anything on that scale. I'm sorry you had to deal with that, and I understand the spat that followed. God, mm-hmm. weird. People
yeah, weird.
Are weird. Very. Some weirdos out there.
Very.
I mean, food means more to me than anything else, so just don't fuck with it.
If you have a question or comment about the world of chain restaurants or a story about a friend being a psycho, you can email us at doughboyspodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 830-GO-DOUGH. That's 830-463-6844. And to get the Doughboys Double, our weekly bonus episode, you can join the Golden or Platinum Play Club at patreon.com/doughboys. Our guest this week, Tony Rodriguez. Tony, a delight to have you here. Please come back. Thank you for talking with us. And is there anything you would like to plug at this time?
I'm on The Simpsons.
Wow.
Amazing.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for talking to us on our podcast. I think your episode comes out in a couple weeks of Spanish I Keep Presents.
Oh, rad.
Super fun.
We had a blast.
So fun.
I'd love to come back and do another restaurant where I do too much work for it. And I go to too many I go to all the locations in my 30-mile radius.
You went to 8 Morton Steakhouses? Man. We got to reimburse you for $2,500.
Why? Because I got something to plug.
Yeah.
Your fucking whack-ass car.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I forgot. That whole argument about your car, I'm voting Republican after this.
Yeah. Then we've done our job here at the Doughboys.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey,
that's what this is about.
Oh, no wonder they wanted to talk to me. My powerful California vote.
Thank you so much, Tony. And hey, that'll do it for this episode of Doughboys. Until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
See ya. Waffle.
On the next Doughboys Double, we're reopening up the feed bag. Yu Song Lu returns as we field your feedback. Will your cue be aid? Find out. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys. Want to see the sources for this week's intro? Check the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.